We'll delve into that a little bit deeper on the other side. Right now, we welcome aboard Eric Dickerson, NFL great. He's here as part of the FedEx Aaron Ground NFL Awards. It's now in its 14th season. To a great cause here. They're providing support for the USO. Each week, fans can vote on nominated quarterbacks and running backs on Twitter using the hashtag Aaron Ground and the nominee's last name, or NFL.com/FedEx, beginning after Monday Night Football through Thursday afternoon. And FedEx will make a $2,000 donation to the USO in both the winning quarterback and running back's name each week of the regular season, totaling a $4,000 donation every single week. And those donations will go to the USO programs that keep service members connected to their families at home and in the country during their time in military and their transition to civilian life. Eric, I can't think of a better cause to be a part of, man, and it's so great to have you on the show to talk about it right now. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much, and you're right. It's always a good cause to do something to help our military out.
No question about it. Has Jeff Fisher contacted you about maybe getting loose, getting limber, and getting back in the game a little bit? Looks like they could use you.
If I was on the field, they'd really be booing. I couldn't even get out of my stand.
It was pretty brutal on Monday night, Eric, as I don't have to tell
you.
No,
it wasn't brutal. It was ugly. I mean, yeah. It was horrific. I mean, that was one of the worst performances I think I've ever seen, you know, by a football team. I mean, they look like, I'm a Ram fan, but I just have to call it like I see it. I mean, that was terrible on a Monday night game to get blanked, you know, your first game back in, you know, not Southern California, but in California, the state of California. And to open up like that, a lot of Ram fans went up there to San Francisco. That's our rival. And if our rival to beat us like that, it's just terrible.
No, it is. And that's actually where I wanted to start, the fans there, because there was so much hype, so much publicity surrounding the Rams getting back to Los Angeles and going back there. And I'm wondering, you know, from what you were able to see, how was that taken in L.A. among the fans? I mean, I obviously it couldn't have gone well. But I mean, that was a pretty brutal way to start your tenure there.
Well, I was in the airport catching a flight to New York, and you know, they were at the airport talking about it. I mean, she was at the airport talking about it. You know, this is horrible. This is ugly. You know, fans not gonna put up with this. And I was like, I know. I said, you know, and I've been saying it from day one, man. You have to be patient. I mean, same thing with, you know, they want to put the young quarterback in. What do you think about it? I say, you know, he's not ready yet. I mean, I know y'all want him, but he's just not ready. You don't want to get him in there and get him shell-shocked and, you know, and just mess him up totally. But that was an ugly performance, and I just hope that they'll come back this week and play a lot better against Seattle. You know, another division game that's a very important game, and that they really need to win. You don't want to start off 0-2 in the season, because when you lose games like that, you know, especially a game you should win, you're supposed to win, you lose it in that fashion, it can really deflate you. And I just hope they have the confidence to come back and play a good Seattle football team.
Well, no doubt. Seattle's good, and if you look at Jeff Fisher's recent history there against Seattle, I think they swept him last year, didn't they, Eric?
Yeah, they swept him last year. But you know, you said the key word there, last year. It's what have you done for me this year, right now.
Right. No, exactly. And then last year they were the St. Louis Rams. So that's how much can change in a year, right? We're talking with Eric Dickerson right now on the phone lines. He's part of the FedEx Aaron Ground NFL Awards. You can be a part of this on Twitter by going to hashtag Aaron Ground and using the nominee's last name, a quarterback and running back each week, or go to NFL.com/FedEx. Make your nomination. FedEx will make a donation to the USO. It's a great, great cause. The USO has these programs to keep service members connected to their families. And it means a tremendous amount to them. And all it requires of you is to go to NFL.com/FedEx or go on Twitter and use the hashtag Air and Ground.
The key thing there is three quarterbacks and three running backs, not receivers. Not offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Three running backs and three quarterbacks.
That's exactly right. No, we don't need the periphery guys. You know what I mean? This is all about the core of the team we're talking about here. No doubt about it. Well, speaking of that core there, Eric, Todd Gurley obviously had a very, very impressive rookie season in the NFL, not off to a great start, as the whole team wasn't off to a great start. It wasn't just his fault with what happened on Monday night. But we've seen this a lot over time, that, you know, running backs will have these sophomore slumps sometimes, where they had that great rookie season and then not so much the next year. What's your best explanation for why that is?
Well, you know, I didn't have it, you know, and they said that I would have it, the sophomore slump, you know, the second year. And I came back and rushed for 2,000 yards that year. You know, it really depends on the team, how healthy you stay, and how you acclimate to the next year. I mean, I think Todd is that kind of guy. Todd will play well if given the opportunity. Thing is that he's going to see a lot of 8-9 man fronts because of the year he had last year. And teams don't have respect for their passing game. I mean, if I don't have respect for your quarterback and your passing game, what am I going to do? I'm going to say, look, Birdie's not going to beat us. Mm-hmm. If the quarterback can beat us, let's see if he can. But we dare him to beat us. And that's what you saw Monday night. And another thing you saw is like they were just faster than we were. It looked like we were running around with our feet in mud.
Do you see any of Todd Gurley in you? I mean, do you see yourself in Todd Gurley? Any aspect of his game? Any similarities?
You know, the only thing aspect I see of my game in Todd is how he hits the holes. I mean, even if it's not a hole there, he hits the holes very fast and very hard. That's one thing that I like about running backs, the top running backs, is how quick they hit the holes, because you don't give a defense a chance to react, because it's all reaction. I mean, mm-hmm. those holes open and close so fast, you have to make a split decision. And then Todd has done a great job. He did a great job of that last year. And then, like I say, if he gets the opportunity, he will get the opportunity. It'll happen again this year for him.
Yeah, and that's such an underrated thing, Eric, that you bring up there, the hitting the holes fast, because you got so many guys nowadays who, whether it's the hesitation because they don't see the hole yet, or they think it's going to last longer than it is, or they want to dance, it seems like, you know?
Well, yeah, you said all the things above, you said it's true. You want to dance, you know, you don't see them fast enough, or you make a decision, and I don't want to go back there, I don't want to go that way, I want to go this mm-hmm. way. You can do that in college, in the NFL. You know, those swarming defenses and gang tackling, that's what it's all about, as you saw, you know, on Monday night. It was a lot of that. It was gang tackling. And you put 8-9 guys in the box and 7-8 guys around the ball. It's hard for 6 guys to block 8 and 6 guys to block 10 and 9. It's just not going to happen.
No, it's not. No, and they found that out the hard way, and I have no doubt he'll recover from that, but it was pretty ugly there on Monday night, no doubt. But this is a great cause. FedEx Aaron Ground, NFL Awards in his 14th season. Go to Twitter, use the hashtag Aaron Ground, use the last name of the quarterback and running backs you want to nominate for this, or go to NFL.com/FedEx. FedEx will make the donation each and every week to the greatest cause there could be, taking care of our servicemen and women and the families who love them for the country's that they serve. Eric, thanks so much for the time.
Hey, thank you very much.